Get real.
Get real.
How's my hair look?
Lovely.
I have a good hair day.
You're having a good hair day.
I'm good. Welcome to Get Real with Jesse Steele. I am your host by the same name. This is what I actually look like. It's been 20 years since the show started. I'm sorry. So, anyway, we are here today with one of my favorite witches. And no, I did not mispronounce that. Jamie Della. Jamie, how's it going?
It's great. Thank you very much for having me
Fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic. Today is summer solstice.
It is. It is the longest day of the year.
Yeah.
And it is also a day for us to shine as bright as we can, to be brilliant.
That's what I do every day.
Oh, that's true.
Nice. Speaking of being brilliant, you know what you need to do? You need to go get the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. That's where you can watch these podcasts. You can listen to the Owens Valley Scanner, the Mono County Scanner. You can get all our news, all of our local events calendars. I mean, there's so many things. You got to go check it out. Definitely go check out the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. You know what else you need to go check out? Is Brood Awakening, which is the sponsor of today's show. Bring. I didn't want to add that later. I figured I'd try and do it myself just to be a little authentic with it. But yeah, if you really want to see some witches, head down to Brood Awakening because their whole shtick is sarcasm and that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you for sure, it's my sister owns it and I've never met a bigger witch. Hi, Shell. I love you. So anyway, let's move over to Jamie Della. So Jamie, you're a shamanic priestess healer, magical with a K. That's interesting. We're going to have to talk about that. And creative mentor, Chicana witch, and author of 10 books.
I know.
Why don't you talk about some of that before we move on from there? Let's start with a shamanic priestess. What's that?
What the heck is a shamanic priestess?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand. So I did my training with Mount Shasta Goddess Temple, and the shamanic priestic work, it's a 2-year training program where you learn about a lot of different women who have stood up for, whether it's Mother Teresa or even Frida Kahlo, people who have, women who have really lived out loud, been strong, been committed to their integrity and their own internal wisdom. Every single one of us has wisdom. But anyways, we're going to go with everyone. So in any case, so we study that. We study the stones and crystals and herbs. And the shamanic practice is really about an internal program and inner drive to become the best that you can be, to be the most actualized, to take Abraham Maslow's idea of the self-actualized person, the person who is really being everything that they came to be on this planet, at this time, in this life, and to grow beyond limitations and to infuse everything with a bit of magic and a bit of a lot more meaning than we traditionally do in our lives.
So basically, you joined a sorority.
Right. No.
No, that's really interesting.
There was no there was no spanking involved. So and he's turned off. Anyways, kids.
I'm quitting the show. Okay, that's really interesting stuff. Actually, we should get more into that. I am really interested in just reading this up front. Why is it spelled magical with a C-K-L?
So there's two different reasons. One, because it differentiates between magic trick cards.
Oh, okay.
You know, like magic as an illusion.
Mm-hmm. You want to see a magic trick?
Yeah, so you can disappear.
Okay, ready? You got this one too.
Right? Yeah. And then there's four. And then you're the old woman in the shoe with too many kids didn't know what to do. You having hot flashes? Anyway. So, yes. Oh my God. Now, where were we again?
Magical. Sorry, I tend to derail things.
I was like, I really had a thought, I swear. Come back. So, magical with a K, it differentiates between magical tricks and illusion.
Okay.
And, I mean, without the K is just magic. What we see, what we pretend is David Copperfield. Exactly. Magic with a K changes that. But it's also because there's so much symbology. So magic is its own language. So that everything has a symbol. Like if you see a cup, people just go, oh, that's just a cup. You're like, oh, it could be the womb of life. And so a G and K, that the G is the ground.
Okay.
And that is what is below us, what is the earth and a mundane existence.
Okay.
You go to the grocery store, picking up the kids, taking them to soccer, that kind of a thing. And then the K points to the sky.
Yeah.
And so that is, what are our ideas? What can we bring to earth? And we are that middle ground. We are where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Because we have the ideas, and then we have the earth and the resources, and then together we put that into the world as magic.
Okay.
And so that is one of the reasons that I do it. It's kind of, for me, it's a Venn diagram.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so the ground is earth.
Okay.
And the sky is father. So it's really deity or the divine, creative source, has no gender. Mm-hmm. However, when we polarize these and we see them as like the yin and the yang, the light and the dark,
okay,
then the female is the mystery and the male is the action. The female is the rest. The male is what's getting out there and getting things done. So it's really that we all have both the divine male and the divine female in us. And
that's
the magic, spelled with a K, is a way of demonstrating that just through the symbol of letters.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. It definitely is differential. So you can see the difference that this is what's a real kind of situation versus an illusion.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. And then, like you said, the Venn diagram is smart because then it just instantly puts you in that place of, I'm thinking of this, but that's really interesting. That's
as
really
above, cool. So below.
There you go. Yeah, very cool. Okay, so creativity mentor. That one's pretty easy. I pretty much understand where you're going with that. Yeah.
You're so good.
My mom says I'm handsome.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What about smart?
Well. okay, so we did talk about... Well, tell me about being a Chicana witch, in particular, if you could tell me the story about you at church again.
Okay, you betcha. So, Chicana, spelled X-I, is that ch sound of indigenous Mexico.
Okay.
So, my mother line, so my mother's 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 line goes back to Jalisco, Mexico for 7,000 years.
Oh, wow.
So, for me... That idea of having deep, deep roots in a culture and deep, deep roots in a culture that loves and honors nature is, I want to claim that. I want to own that, and I want to also pay tribute and honor to the women who have come before me. So calling myself a Chicana witch is a way to also blend a culture, because in our Mexican culture, there is a lot of symbolism. A lot of it, and a lot of ritual itself. I mean, if you watched, one time I watched the Pope doing a Christmas Eve ceremony, and you know, he's got the incense, he's going up to the directions, he's doing a pagan ceremony. If you watch the Pope on Christmas Eve, and he is blessing everybody with the smoke and lighting the candles. He's working with the four directions, which is part of a pagan tradition.
Okay.
So one time when, because my family is very Mexican Catholic for the most part, my younger cousin was getting a confirmation, and so he was up at the front, and my grandfather was so proud, and all the family was there, and I was sitting in one of the back rows with my sister, and the clergyman starts coming down the aisle, and he's sprinkling the holy water. And I said to my sister, I said, what would you give me to pretend that I'm melting? And she says, God, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Grampy will be so upset. He's going to excommunicate you. It's going to be horrible. Don't do it. I'm like, but it would be so much fun. The whole church, I could just screech, I'm melting. And as he was getting closer, I just kept teasing my sister more and more and more. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Hold on. And she goes, I'm going to walk away from you. Don't you dare do this. And then the priest came and he threw the water on me. And my sister looked at me and I just winked at her like, Gotcha.
Would have been funny.
It would have been so
I would have paid $10.
Yeah.
No problem. Interesting. That's funny. Okay, let's talk about your different books that you've written. So I know you've done a lot of these, so you don't have to hit them all, but we can just talk about like A Box of Magic, which is your newest.
Correct.
Yeah, that. And then if there's others that you want to touch on here and stuff. Let's talk about your books. Your latest one is A Box of Magic. What's that about? Is it a box?
It is, I know, right?
Yeah.
No, I received a box of magic. That's kind of where the idea of the title came from. And I received my magical training in the late 1890s.
You are a witch.
I am so good.
You look great.
Rose hip is so good. It gets rid of all the lines. Rose hip oil, it's really delish. No, we'll try that again. So I received my magical training in the late 1980s.
Yay.
And yay, I got there. And then I met my teacher in the early 2000s. And so this was this woman, Connie DeMasters. She was she was the Crimson Dragon of the Druidic Craft of the Wise of America Coven.
That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And so I sat at her knee and learned magic from her, but not just because you can study it. And back then there wasn't the internet. Like now you could say, what's a good herb for prosperity? And a bunch will come up. But then you actually had to go look for them and sit with the herbs and deal with magic itself. You had to know more. And it was a matter of taking it in and letting that information really sit with you. But also like, okay, what does summer solstice or a pendulum or a crystal grid have to do with my failing marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What does it have to do with me being exhausted because my kids are going in a million different directions? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out how to apply the magic to my life.
Okay.
So I sat with my mentor for all these years and she taught me how to take these rituals, these earth spirituality practices and allow them to really get into the flow of my life so that I can make changes by tapping into nature. Mm-hmm. So for example, in summer, we bloom. In fall, we release. In winter, we rest. In spring, we birth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle that happens all the time. If we can, in the moon cycles, there's a time to let go of things, a time to shine, a time to rest, and all these different cycles and seasons, mm-hmm. which have been talked about in so many different religious tombs and non-religious
turn, turn, turn.
There is a season turn. Okay, so then cut to my mentor. After 3 years, she crossed over to the other side. She passed on,
mm-hmm.
and we live our lives and we move on. And then in the beginning of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I went to the psychic reading, mm-hmm. and this gentleman, I was doing another book signing tour for the Book of Spells,
mm-hmm.
the book before, and the psychic said, oh, there's somebody here with us. She's a bigger woman. Mm-hmm. She's got cat-like eyes, a pixie haircut, and she's just giggling. And I said, oh, that's my mentor, Connie. And he goes, oh, well, she wants you to get a book of her. She wants you to get a picture of her and take her on your next book signing tour. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So I just put a post out on Facebook, and her daughter replied with a picture of her.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, thank you very much. And I printed it out, put it in a frame, and just said, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You know? And a couple months later, her daughter, Alexa, sent me Connie's entire box of magic, her 70-year collection of rituals and spells and magical correspondences. In other words, what herbs work or what crystals work or what time of day or anything, all the mm-hmm. different components, you know. If you are trying to let something go, you do that on a Saturday. If you're, you know, Saturday is because it's Saturn's day and it is the planet of discipline. It is a planet to like drop what doesn't serve you and move forward, like get rid of the victim shit and get going on.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to do Sunday, it's a day for friendship. It's a day for light and community and that kind of a thing. Monday is a day of internal reflection.
Right.
So there's all these aspects and things that were in this collection
mm-hmm.
and different ways of approaching it with rituals. And so I sat with that. I was so blessed. It was 23 pounds. It was a huge box of magic.
Yeah.
And then after 2 years, I still didn't know what to do. And then I heard a voice in my head. And the voices said, it was my mentor, Connie. She said, just tell them about us.
Yeah.
Just a Tuesdays with Maury. Just when I would sit there and ask her questions, and she would give me the life wisdom because she's 20 years older.
Yeah.
Right? She's lived those many years.
Yeah, yeah.
So the book, A Box of Magic, concludes some of this old ancient information, new intros, new ways to apply it to your life.
Yeah,
then at the end of the each chapter, there's rituals or spells and different ways to try out what does it mean to make a seasonal altar.
Yeah.
You know, it's summer, so you put out the color yellow, you put out the color orange, you put out candles and flowers and crystals, images of the sun, images of yourself.
Well, duh.
Oh, that's your altar every day.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, very interesting. That's cool. And it makes sense. Box of magic. Perfect. Now I get it. Uh-huh. I've been wondering that since you put the book out.
Yeah. I know. That it was actually, in retrospect, I'm not sure about the title, but because people, well, they don't know what they're going to, you know, I don't know, but.
Yeah, yeah. They open it and get a box of magic.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you do. I promise. It's in there. You just gotta play yourself. You gotta show up. No, I think it's
interesting. And a good analogy for it was Tuesdays with Maury. I mean, that's a perfect example.
Yeah,
that's,
for me, it's Tuesdays with Maury meets beaches and like water for chocolate.
Okay, nice.
But of course, those are all Gen X references.
Yeah. You're dating yourself.
I did. I date myself all the time. I think I'm amazing.
It's hot. So, okay, let's move on from there. Oh, you know, speaking of, so we're gonna do a giveaway.
Yes.
Box of magic.
Yes.
So we're going to give that away today. Well, as soon as you fulfill your accomplishments. So your accomplishments are, in this order, you have to like and follow.
Jamie Della Writes.
Mm-hmm.
And?
But spell it, just to make sure we
get it. Oh, JamieDellaWrites.
Perfect. You got to fight that. You got to follow that. And then you also have to... Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Trust me. And you have to follow Eastern Sierra Now on Instagram, right? We're talking Instagram here.
Yep.
And then on YouTube, where you are watching this right now, come on, below, you need to like, subscribe, comment, and tag two friends.
Yes.
Two friends.
Yes.
So if you do all of those things, so it's... Like her on Instagram, like Eastern Sierra Now on Instagram. On this video that you're watching right now, you have to leave a comment and like and subscribe, of course, to us. Leave a comment and tag two friends. I know it's a handful of things, but it'll take you about 30 seconds total, I promise.
Okay, and the box of magic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The box of magic is a copy. Are you ready? The box of magic giveaway is going to include a copy of A Box of Magic signed to you.
Cool.
And a Barefoot Priestess spray, a handmade cauldron that I made, ceramic little cauldron that I made for your magic. There will be a candle called A Box of Magic by my cousin, Twin Moon Magic Candles. And there's actually one more thing, and I can't think of what it is right now, but oh my god, come on, Jamie.
You think we're gonna cut for commercial. When we come back, you're gonna have it.
Okay.
So before we go to commercial, we need to talk about Brood Awakening one more time. Best coffee shop around. It's in Big Pine. You know where it's at. Come on, you've been there. It's excellent, excellent coffee. Have you been?
Yes.
Yeah, it's of course. Excellent. So great coffee, great atmosphere. Like I said, my sister's a total witch. With a W. And
you need to go check it out. Like Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
Like Wonder
Woman. She is a Wonder Woman. It's true. Love your show. So you need to go check it out. There's lots of different food. I mean, you know, they have like lunch specials, things like Reuben's and stuff. Who serves those? You know what I mean? That's awesome.
I love Reuben's. Yeah, one of my favorite sandwiches.
There's just a lot of different, you go in there in a different day and it's like, why did you come up with that? And she's like, oh, whatever. So there's really cool stuff. You need to go check it out. Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Go check that. We'll be right back after this.
Discover the enchantment at our magical shop, nestled in the heart of the Starbucks Shopping Center. Embark on your spiritual health and healing journey with our wide range of carefully curated items, from ritual candles, incense and oils, to herbs, crystals, and more. We've got everything you need to nourish your spirit. Discover wisdom and guidance with our extensive collection of books, tarot, and oracle cards. Plus, sign up for our customer rewards program designed especially for locals. We pride ourselves in curating unique gifts and products, many inspired by nature and handcrafted by local artisans. Exciting news! In August, we'll be relocating to our enchanting new space above the Gear Exchange. Same magic, new home. And stay tuned as we'll be hosting inspiring workshops to further support your spiritual growth in our new location. Join us in celebrating your magic nature, currently in the Starbucks Shopping Center in Bishop, and starting in August at our new location above the Gear Exchange. Your journey to spiritual wellness awaits.
Okay, we are back. Thank you for that. Again, thank you to Brood Awakening, my favorite coffee shop. So, one last thing that I need you to do is subscribe to our email list at easternsierranow.com. There was a big mess up on WordPress, which is the company that holds our website, basically, and it killed a bunch of subscribers, and I just found out it was awful, like full on. So I found out some people are like, hey, how come you stopped doing your email list? I'm like, what? I didn't. And I looked, and it canceled like 900 people.
Oh, that's so rude.
No, it's awful. So if you have been a subscriber, or if you haven't, head over there and subscribe. It's on the homepage to the right, down about maybe an inch. And you just all you have to do is put your email in, hit subscribe, and you're going to get every news story that we put out at that point. It's the easiest way to get your news. It just goes right to your phone. Oh, hey, there's a mountain lion meeting today. Oh, hey, it's summer solstice.
Mm-hmm. You know,
whatever the thing is. So please do that. So now that we're back, Jamie, did you remember what the other piece to your giveaway was?
Yes, I did. It is a bag of hand-blended tea called Be Nourished by Oshala Farm.
Okay.
So, again, in the box of magic, you're going to get a signed copy of the book, A Box of Magic. You're going to get a candle called A Box of Magic that's specifically for sisterhood and honoring our ancient wisdom, made by Twin Moon Magic. And you're going to get a barefoot spray from Mount Shasta Goddess Temple. You're going to get a ceramic cauldron that I made. And all the magic and all the love that I have to give for you.
Aww.
Yeah, I meant them.
You already. Never gonna get any respect.
No respect.
No respect. Hey, hey, oh. So I do have a question. You just made me think of something. So Mount Shasta. So, yes. You know, I have looked into a lot of, you know, I'm super fan, Supernatural and stuff like that. That's like a beacon for something, isn't it?
Sure.
Like that's a place where not only is there like lost treasures always talked about, but there's always a Bigfoot thing. There's always a ghost thing. There was even like, I think it was in the 60s or 70s, a guy claimed to be like the second coming of Jesus or something. And he had like a cult or something on that mountain. There's all these things there. What's the deal with Mount Shasta?
So
what's the deal with airplane food?
It's horrible.
I'm doing a lot of old comedians today.
So, yes, and even the indigenous people of the Mount Shasta region also really look to Mount Shasta as a very sacred place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to take you way back.
Yeah.
Okay. Go back to your playgrounds. Go back to your childhood playgrounds. Do you remember that geometric dome?
Oh, yeah.
That you would climb up.
Oh, hell
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the Earth is covered by a similar grid of energy.
Okay.
Very similar to
like
that geometric.
Like an octagonal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That crisscrosses of what they're called Lee lines.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So those Lee lines, those electronic grids, because even our bodies are electronic, right?
Okay.
We know this, right? Uh-huh. Our nervous system is electric.
Yeah.
Shortage. Short circuit. So, in any case, remember that movie?
Yes. Yeah. Love it. 25.
So, this grid covers the Earth, and where some of those places crisscross are more magical places.
Okay.
Mount Shasta, Sedona, the pyramids of Giza.
Okay.
You know, this kind of thing, Stonehenge, they are located.
And they cross right where these things are.
Where,
that's incredible. Yeah.
Yes. So it's in that place. And it's the same thing with like Tenochtitlan in Mexico City.
Right.
And whenever there is a place that is sacred, each culture will pick it up. The people of that individual culture will pick it up and go, oh, we need to put a church here.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to put our flour mill here.
Yeah,
oh, we need to put whatever it is that's important to our community and our culture needs to be at this place. That we can feel the energy vibrating, even if we can't name it.
Yeah.
Even if it's we're scared of it.
You just feel that this is a sacred place. That was going to be my question, is how are they finding these places? I mean, is there some kind of, and nowadays we have some kind of gadget for everything. Is there some way to find this, or is it a spiritual thing?
Right. And it's both.
Both.
Right? Okay. Because that just means that it's vibrating at a higher energy so that you can, with our modern tools, we could pick that up.
Okay.
Right? And our shamanic and our older, and the word shamanic also, just want to make sure that I say it, comes from the more the Russian area. We often think of it as like a Native American,
that's what I
know,
always thought.
Kind
yeah, yeah.
of a thing. But that word often comes,
okay.
its origins comes more from the Eastern Europe
area.
And
Rasputin, like that kind of thing.
I'm not really sure, but I was going to dance along. Oh, but you mean beer? Anyways, so in any case, that we are picking up on these, and there are people who have always been more sensitive, right? Now we have terms and words for it. We call it empathic. We call it, highly sensitive people. And we have all these like terms and things for ways of living that people just did without having to name.
Okay. Yeah, that was just, it wasn't looked down upon.
No.
Or whatever.
Because you needed it, because the world was so unexplained.
Right.
That if there was somebody who was willing to feel confident in their own ability to perceive energy, mm-hmm. and then heal with that same energy, mm-hmm. right? Sending you that positive energy. And people will be like, I don't know, I don't do energy work. Well, I'll tell you, you do. And when you do energy work, is in a conversation, mm-hmm. you're talking to your spouse, your parent, your kid, whatever, and you can tell that your tone mm-hmm. isn't working, mm-hmm. and you shift your tone, you just did energy work.
You're empathically picking up on yes. what, yeah, absolutely. We have all been there. I know
all
exactly
been there. You walk
feels.
Into a room, yeah. and you've got great news, and everyone looks like the dog has just died.
Yeah.
You know, to switch gears. If it's yeah. the opposite, and you walk in and you are feeling like crap, mm-hmm. and everybody in that room is celebrating, mm-hmm. your energy level will be so low and so depressed mm-hmm. that you might not even be able to be in a room with positive people.
Okay.
In the same way when that people will say, well, that person isn't meant to be in your life.
Yeah.
They will not be able to be around your positive energy.
Yeah.
It's the same way. And we've all done that when we've been tired or overworked or whatever it is, and we enter a room and everyone's happy. You're like, I can't stand this. I don't want to be happy today.
Can't deal with this.
I can't deal with this. And we walk out. It's the same thing. That's why powerful, positive magic, mm-hmm. it's like turning on a light. It dispels all the darkness.
Interesting. So like a shaman that does energy work basically is that exact same situation we talked about. They're just a little bit more of an antenna. They're a little more attuned to stuff that maybe we just haven't practiced.
And like, they get comfortable with it.
Yeah,
because there's plenty of people, like me, for example. I grew up in Orange County. Mm-hmm. And I grew up literally hearing voices. And I didn't know what that was. I thought I was literally going batshit crazy. I thought they're going to come and, you know, mm-hmm. and strap me down and put me in a white padded room and all that stuff. And
they probably still should. But
they
continue.
Could try, but I will run. I will run from them. And I wear rainbow. I don't wear white. I stain it. So anyways, I thought I was just going crazy. And then I found out, oh, our family has been here for a very long time. And, oh, okay. And then I find out more and more and more and more. And now just recently I discovered that, yes, my ancestor Juan Pablo Grijalva mm-hmm. put up an adobe on the very hill that I grew up on, like literally two blocks away in 1776.
That's cool.
I moved there in 1976.
Oh, wow.
And I started hearing the voices of my ancestors.
Wow, that's cool.
But I didn't know what that was. So I wasn't a good practicing energy healer because I was afraid of the power. And so many people are afraid of their power to perceive and pick up like an antenna.
True.
The energies or even, you know, a spirit talking from beyond or an idea of what could happen. Like you need to put your seatbelt on because there's an accident down the road and, you know, a grandma died or whatever it is, you know, and they pick up these things and they're scared.
Yeah. Those feelings of that. It makes sense. And it also makes sense that people are scared because not only is that scary, I mean, but look at all the pop culture. Like I've been making witch references this whole time about that, but look at our pop culture. When you hear voices, it's because you're crazy. You know, mm-hmm. if something supernatural happens, there's a poltergeist and it's going to eat your mom. You know, it's always a negative thing, so we're afraid of that. Not to mention, if you go back to like when paganism was basically snuffed out and stuff by Catholicism and that kind of stuff, and I'm not knocking any religions, I believe beliefs are one of the most powerful things on the planet. If mm-hmm. you believe it, it's probably going to be true or mm-hmm. some form of that. So whatever your religion is, whatever your faith, whatever that's great. You should totally do that. But the point was, and this is just factual, that when Catholicism was taken over in Christianity by, what was the Roman...
Constantine.
So when that jumped in, the idea, from my understanding, was take over a bunch of the pagan stuff and say, oh, no, that was Christian stuff the whole time. Because mm-hmm. then the pagans will go, oh, we already are that. So cool. And it brings you in, right?
Well, I mean, kind of. It's similar. I think it's in the same way that, you know, Christ, so you have Mary's ascension and ability to have the conception mm-hmm. happen in early December, and then he's born 3 weeks later. I mean, I know that's pretty amazing, but it also coincided with the winter solstice.
Right.
So it's the sun, S-U-N, is reborn.
Yeah.
Because now the sun is getting stronger, but also the sun, S-O-N, mm-hmm. is born.
Born, right.
And so you, like, coincide them.
It's just more symbology.
It's just more symbology, and mm-hmm. you take it over. And I think the pagans weren't like, oh, we're already celebrating it. They're like, okay, we're still allowed to celebrate.
I see. Okay.
And yeah. they're calling it this now. We have 8 pagan holidays, okay. And they're all the equinoxes or the solstices, or what's called cross-quarter days, and those are harvesting and planting, because witchcraft, believe it or not, kids, is an agricultural religion. It's a spiritual religion. It's a, like, witchcraft is a spirituality. Wicca is a religion that's recognized.
Okay.
And therefore protected.
Right.
So in the same way that gender and, you know, other aspects of our lives are now being protected and we're teaching people about that, Wicca is as slow, we're on the coattails of this, but getting stronger.
Okay.
To say that, yes, we have been here for a long time.
Right.
People don't want to know that Christianity has pagan roots.
Right.
But Easter is one of the most visceral examples of that. And that is that Easter, why does it always change? Well, I'll tell you. Because
I was wondering this. I'm excited now.
So Easter is always on the first Sunday after the full moon, after the spring equinox.
Okay.
So the spring equinox happens. Let's say the spring equinox happens on March 21st. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say that is, you know, a Saturday, and then there's the Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, that could be Easter. That's why Easter could be so soon.
Okay.
Okay, and then as long as the full moon is also at that time period.
Right, so if it's not, then it waits till the full moon, and then that's it.
Then that's how
I didn't know that.
That's
cool.
How we end up with Easter in April.
April, right.
Sometimes.
Okay.
And so to me, that is so pagan. And what's pagan? The word pagan means country dweller.
Okay.
So it's not about being...
Backwoods yokel.
Yes. Exactly. Someone that's who funny. Recognizes that when the water is running low, that maybe we should do this. And if we have a well, maybe we change so it doesn't pump out as fast and it has time to recharge.
Okay. So it's the farmer's almanac.
It's the farmer's almanac. 100% with a little bit of dancing involved.
And nudity.
That's called skyclad.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Write that down.
Is that S-K-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then... okay, I had something else about that, because you're asking about the pagans and and the holidays and...
So, yeah, we talked about Easter.
Yeah, and Easter. So, so there's eight pagan holidays.
Yeah.
And the solstice of the equinoxes, because... Equinox is equinox. It's Latin. Okay. It means equal night.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Solstice is solstice. It comes from the word stand still.
Okay.
So it means sun stands still.
Sun stands still.
Okay. Because essentially, and we can see here, because we can see how the sun rises in a different place, you know, and then it kind of goes, and then its zenith goes really high, because in winter, the sun's just barely scraping over the mountains, right? Because its arc isn't that high.
Right, right.
And then in summer, it's the highest that it will be.
Yeah.
And then it's it. It doesn't go any further.
Yeah.
So that sun stands still. So, because for about a couple of days, it wobbles in that same spot, and then it starts moving a little bit.
And so that's the standstill point.
That's the standstill point.
Okay.
Exactly.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah. I knew none of this. This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of fun, because the science of it helps explain the spirituality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we need ritual and ceremony is because we are somatic learners. We all learn better by doing.
Right.
Right? And so rituals give us a chance to make sense of things, mm-hmm. but it also gives us an opportunity to bridge what's happened with where we're going.
Okay. Yeah, to look at the past for what the future is going to be.
Yes.
This is how, interesting.
It's
circle of life.
We're going to sing, jalapeno, mama de
Amy always goes, jalapeno. I'm like, I don't think that's the word. Got that wrong.
Jalapeno.
Yeah. Okay, so that's actually a perfect segue into why we're doing this in the first place. Summer solstice is today.
Yes.
So that means the sun is standing still.
Uh-huh.
I learned that today.
I know, you did.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later.
Maintained it for 10 seconds.
So, exactly. It's probably gone by now. So, I have a couple of questions here, just about the summer solstice, and we can just explain what's going on. You probably already have just a little bit already, so tell us about the summer solstice. You kind of just did, so we can move on from there. Is the summer solstice considered a pagan holiday?
Yes.
We've already discussed that. What is the spiritual meaning of the summer solstice?
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that a little bit, but you can further, so I don't look like a complete moron and go to question 4 before you actually have to answer it.
So, as we said, there is a reason to the season, and every season has a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So... that in that summer is a time to bloom.
Okay.
So if we're following nature, so essentially paganism, witchcraft, and Wicca, because Wicca is a sect or a section, a part of witchcraft.
Okay.
Because there are many different kinds of witches. There are city witches. Mm. There are garden witches. There are kitchen witches. There are...
evil witches.
I don't know them. Do you know any?
No.
I don't know any.
I was going to check my book to see, but I don't, it didn't really help us.
Either. It didn't really help us. No. So in other words, we are earth-loving. Mm. What is it? How am I saying it? We are tree-hugging, dirt-worshipping people.
Yeah.
And so we look for what is nature doing right now, okay, and how can I be that in my life? So, for example, the sun is at its brightest. So am I shining my brightest? Am I hiding my light because I'm afraid of what someone will say, or I'm afraid of someone's jealousy,
yeah,
or I'm afraid of their criticism, whatever, mm-hmm, whatever it is. So this is that day to put all that aside, to not anticipate how you will be attacked.
Yeah.
Because you're, wherever we put our energy,
mm-hmm,
is what will grow. So our thoughts create our reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you all an example.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. So I want you to imagine, so it's a quick little meditation here, but this is to explain how powerful our words are,
mm-hmm,
and why witches and magic makers really focus on the words that we say because of their power.
Mm-hmm.
And so in summertime, now is the time to shine bright and to be big,
mm-hmm,
right? And so I claim things like, I am open. I am, I am free to live the life I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I am free to have a life of meaning. I am open and vulnerable, all these words that people are like, hell no, I'm not, right?
Yeah,
but when we say things, we learn. So imagine yourself in a backyard,
mm-hmm,
and there's this huge lemon tree, and it's filled with all these bright yellow lemons.
Mm.
And you walk up to it, and you pluck a lemon, and right next to that tree is a table with a cutting board and a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cut the lemon in half, and you hold up the lemon, and you can see the juiciness of it, the flesh of it is that golden color, and you lick the lemon. Is your mouth watering right now?
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is telling your body what to do.
Right.
Your body listens to everything your mind says.
So that's where it makes sense. You can say, I'm open.
I am open. Then you will literally maybe open up your heart center. You will literally see somebody in the grocery store and say hello versus not.
Okay.
Versus closing down. So it literally helps us in a somatic way, mm-hmm, in a visceral way, mm-hmm, in a kinetic way, receive the words that we're saying.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And then when you do ritual, we often will, you'll hear, the rhyme, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 times 3, I make this true, by my will, so mote it be. You know, we have these rhymes all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we do the rhyming because we want to reach to our left or to our right side of our brain, the creative side of our brain.
Okay.
That listens to the rhyme and listens to the rhythm and finds a way to make it happen in the same way that our dreams are lyrical and numinous and melodic.
Yeah.
You know, that is our right brain speaking. That isn't the logic.
Yeah.
That isn't the part of like, how's it going to get done? What's the plan? What are the steps?
Right.
But it allows us to go, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like you in this beautiful space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're dreaming this space into being.
True. I think about this all the time because I remember walking in here going like, oh my God, this place is a shithole. And then it's just, you know what? I have an idea. And then Amy jumped on board and we just started.
Yeah.
And then multiple friends have jumped in over time and helped and done stuff. And it's, I mean, I probably have done 80% of this by myself, but a lot of people have jumped in and helped me with the floor, helped me with the painting, helped me with it. You know, it's
mm-hmm,
a thing. Thanks to all of you. It's been amazing. But yeah, Eastern Sierra Now Studios is incredible. And I think about that all the time. It came from something I made up. And that's so Eastern Sierra Now in general, not just the studios,
yeah,
but and just anything we've all done ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that is the power to create is probably our biggest power, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's just thinking, like I think Jim Carrey said it once, that like as far as he can tell, it's about coming up with what you want, putting it in the universe, and then giving
up
his
$10 million check.
That one, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, and then giving up on how you're going to get it.
Exactly. Because
if you try to make the plan, I'm going to get it by doing this, 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 it's not going to happen. But
yeah,
if you say what you want, you believe it wholeheartedly, and then you just let the universe do it.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I think I did here, and I'm with you. It's so interesting, because I was just the other day just sitting there going, I cannot believe this place is as awesome as it is now, because this place is awesome. You should come check it,
mm-hmm,
out. 163 May. Come see, if I'm here, come check it out. But, yeah, it just came from
so
that.
So they just pull out their crystal ball to know whether or not you're here?
Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, you got to win her box of magic in order to get the stuff to figure that out.
Right, exactly.
I'm pretty much here every weekday.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so that's exactly what it is, because people will try to complicate things. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking about earlier, that the church basically took over some of these pagan holidays. Mm-hmm. But part of that reason of doing that is to centralize power. Mm-hmm. To centralize power not only for how we live our lives, but how we actually take care of our bodies.
Yeah.
As well. And okay. So in taking the power out of the village midwife, you know, during like even the plague, they would kill that person who had the herbs to help them through the plague because they were so afraid of it. Because what has happened is we have turned over our power to doctors, to lawmakers, to politicians, to other people.
Yeah.
And that was part of what that taking over of paganism did. It took the power out of the hands of the people and put it into the hands of the few.
Okay, yeah.
And so that's why there's so much demonizing of the people who have the knowledge about, oh, you're feeling depleted. Oh, you know, your energy, your nervous system's depleted. Like, have some Nettles tea. Like, oh, hell no. That's way too easy.
Yeah.
That Nettles tea you can get over there at Oshala Farm for whatever it is, $8 a pound, or I don't even know exactly.
Yeah.
Or you can grow it in your backyard. You can find it in the wasteways here in the Owens Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
And heal yourself. But the powers that be, how are they going to tap into that?
Yeah,
in the same way that Tesla, you know, met his end, right? He was saying that energy is everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's not. Only you have to pay us, and then we'll met it out to you.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting, like, on that, it ties right in with what we're talking about, like, just because you brought up Tesla, where, you know, he died penniless in a hotel. All of his copyrights and stuff like that are gone. None of the stuff that he was really transcendental for humanity is even accessible anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's exactly right. It's the stuff that could give us our power was taken away because then DWP or whomever, you know, Edison and stuff wouldn't be able to sell us that because they could have given it to us.
Right.
So that's it. Yeah.
Really and so cool. From the word witch, for example, comes from the etymology of the word wicca, W-I-C-C-E, and that means wise or to bend or shape the unseen forces.
Okay.
So wise is, we're wise because we follow nature's guidance.
Yeah, yeah.
Bending or shaping the unseen force, again, back to the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give birth without any drugs.
Yeah.
But you still have to manage pain.
Yeah.
So how was I going to manage the pain? And what I did is...
Big mallet.
That could have worked. I don't know why I didn't think about it.
I watch a lot of cartoons.
But what I decided was to go with a lemon.
Okay.
Because when you scratch the lemon, that zest, that cuts nausea. Right? That's why you have lemon-scented, you know, towels in an airplane, an airplane and all those things, because they know ginger, lemon, that will shift nausea.
Okay.
Right? And that's what happens when we're in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
It's the nausea that's the harder part to manage because it gets us off our balance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And so if I could maintain my sense of self and my sense of balance, then I could breathe through the pain.
Right.
So that nausea is an unseen force.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lemon is what shifts it.
Oh,
so to bend or shape the unseen forces isn't just about like, you know, a tornado is coming and I'm going to move the tornado away from my house, although we've done that too. But, you know, there's also other, you know, there's, it's literally, it's the everyday things and it's about building your confidence so that you can realize that we are the creators of our life.
Right.
Whether it's our ideas, our beliefs, our choices.
Yeah.
Our choices.
That's incredible to think about. Like, it's such a huge topic. Like, we could go on for days about this. Super interested. But yeah, it's really interesting. Going back to pop culture, like all the witch jokes and stuff I was making earlier. So in that situation, we're seeing movies like The Craft and this kind of stuff where it's like, oh, they're flying and they're turning people into rodents and stuff like that. And that's
so annoying.
That's the over-the-top, like, ridiculousness of like, this is what they're doing. But if you take it to the reality, it's something as simple as controlling nausea by scratching a lemon.
Yeah.
And that's, it's just as magical from the certain point of view.
Yeah.
To be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Because I mean, well, you know, I didn't have an epidural. I gave birth, you know what I mean? Like I was,
clearly it worked.
Clearly it worked. But I gave birth in like 4 hours. So like,
oh, wow.
it was a different experience because, and I don't want to like push anyone down for not knowing it or not doing it or like their body just couldn't respond in that way or whatever it was, you know, but I was also raised Christian Scientist.
Okay.
I was raised in a faith that says we create our reality.
Right.
That the Christ consciousness healed because he saw the wholeness of us, not the illness of us.
I see.
In the same way that Jim Carrey is talking about manifesting $10 million, you don't worry about the details of it. You just hold the whole vision.
Yeah, yeah.
And allow the universe to conspire in your favor to bring it to you.
Right. I've always felt that way about
just my own life. Like when it's something like I really, it hit home with me when he was talking about that. And he said that he learned it. I'll see if I can find a clip or something about it and show you here. But if I can't, then we're just going to talk. But anyway, he said something about how when he was a kid, he really wanted this bike. And he couldn't, his parents couldn't afford it. And he wanted the bike so bad. And he just put it out there and he said, I want this bike. And when he gave up on how he was going to get it, he ended up winning the same bike in a, like, grocery store giveaway.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's incredible. And so he's led his life that way where it's always like you put out there what you want, you don't go for it, and you just let it happen and you do the very best you can to be the best person that you can. And so then at one point, the $10 million check, what he was talking right. about from my understanding of the story, was he said by the end of, I think it was 1 year, mm-hmm. I'm going to have $10 million in my bank account because yeah. he had none. And that year was 1994 and in or 93. So then 94, he did Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, and The Mask. And Ace Ventura gave him a check for $10 million.
Yeah.
So it was, and that was just by, okay, I'm just going to do what I do.
Exactly.
And that's, it's just the manifestation. You know, the book The Secret has yes. a lot of that kind of stuff in there.
But it's in the same yeah. way that we, yeah. people are now doing a lot of vision boards and collages right. and this kind of a thing. And what really is empowering is using the imagery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you put in a word like prosperity, that might get stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
In a boxed way, like prosperity is only $10 million or it's only $10,000 or right. it's only whatever it is.
Right, right.
Whereas the image of you being happy, the image of you
that's
receiving,
the
image,
yeah.
because our brains are image processors.
Right.
They're not word processors.
Right, right.
They're image processors. So they see that image and it translates and then our brains are also puzzle makers and they're looking for anything that it can attract to us that will help us achieve the image.
Okay. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, like I said, I want to talk more about this. But
it's brain science. That's crazy.
Super freaking interesting stuff. And it's really cool. And like going back to like the building here, because it's an image that I saw, it wasn't mm-hmm. It wasn't me writing down, I want to have a cool lobby.
Right.
I saw in my head this exciting, livable space that has a lot of energy and creativity. And that's what this place is a creativity line.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've been going for from day one. And
yeah.
because it was an image in my head, it worked. This has been pretty much the biggest thing that I've created, I think,
mm-hmm.
honestly, in my life. And it's come from just believing that it would happen and not having a plan. And just,
yeah.
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make this happen and go. And now, at this point, now that we have this image, this visual thing that we've done, I've started getting more advertisers. I've started getting more stuff happening. Like, we're actually really taking off and kicking butt. And it came from a place of me not being like, oh shit, I need money. I have to create a job.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great job. I don't need money.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my money into this place and I make this happen. And this is just starting to grow exponentially. Every day we're getting somebody else. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it comes from that belief, that power of
you know,
manifestation, I guess.
That's a nice word. Everyone's using hashtag manifestation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all part of holding that vision. And then because if we add the worry,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen is we get more worry.
Right.
If we hold the vision, and it's in the same way, like if you had a problem, like you didn't know what you were going to say to somebody,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're
mm-hmm.
like, oh my God, I know what I'll do. I'm going to sleep on it.
Yeah.
And in the morning, I'll have the answer.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just an extended period.
Yeah, I see.
You know, and sometimes it's a long-ass hallway
yeah.
from the beginning of the idea to seeing it in the physical form.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and that is a hard part.
Yeah.
That's what's called in magic, that's called the work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, allowing yourself to hold the vision and release the fear, release the worry,
right.
release the concern.
Right.
Because our answers, the ones that really matter the most are the ones that bubble up.
Okay.
They're not always the ones we find.
Yes.
They're the ones that reveal themselves to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can absolutely get behind that. That's cool. It's really interesting stuff. I love it. Yeah, we're gonna hold a whole bunch of courses where Jamie comes and teaches. So come on down to... yeah. So let's move on from this because I'll keep talking about this all day.
Yes, yes.
So how do witches celebrate summer solstice? We've kind of talked a little bit.
Is
this the naked dancing part?
That's the sky clad I keep telling you.
Skyclad.
So it's really actually called sky clad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sky clad means the reason some covens do this, I don't. Sorry. I know. But that was Beltane. We talked about that one.
Yes.
So in any case, it's because it's a way of two different things. One, to equalize.
Okay.
So that there's nobody, like someone has better clothes than you, someone has less clothes than you. It's an equalizing point. Okay. Because kind of like the round table of King Arthur, you know, for the most part, our circles have a lot of mutuality.
Okay.
You know, there might be someone guiding it and leading it, and you'll give that person respect. But otherwise, again, we're recognizing that everybody has wisdom.
Yes.
And so in this holiday, what we do is we'll have images of the sun and images of yellow and the lemon squares, mm-hmm. and you take the food in. Mm-hmm. So you eat the yellow and the orange food. Yes, exactly. I made a little lemon square. I know. I actually felt bad using the plastic. I'm like, I don't know how else to bring it to him. But in any case, so for today, I'm going to do that lemon tree meditation
okay.
with our group. And then after that, I'm going to present 4 very empowering, positive statements, like the one, I am free to live a meaningful life. I yeah. am open and vulnerable. Yeah. I trust the unfolding of my life. And then ask everyone, which is the hardest one?
Okay.
Now write that down 3 times, and we're going to do a 3-minute timed writing where you don't lift up your pencil, and you just say, what would my life look like if I believed this affirmation?
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And so that's part of the work.
Which is getting it right into your head, like
which
you said.
Which is getting it into your head.
That's cool.
So that each person can shine.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and will there be lighting of candles? Yes, there will be lighting of candles. Will we welcome in the 4 directions? Yes, we'll welcome in the 4 directions. Mm-hmm. And each of the elements that they represent. And even the archangels tonight. We're going to be working with the archangels. There's the 4 archangels are even associated.
Okay.
There's different associations to each of the 4 south,
yeah, yeah.
You know, north, east, west directions. Which,
yeah.
Do you know what that stands for?
No. Never eat shredded wheat.
News. North. N,
yeah.
E,
yeah.
East, W, West, S, South. It means news. It's the acronym.
Okay.
Eastern Sierra News.
Eastern
You're
Sierra
a
News.
Pagan.
We're
you
here.
Didn't even know
I'm
it.
Totally a pagan. I'm creating things, manifesting stuff. Hashtag manifest.
Oh my God,
this whole time. I guess I better get naked. So
He's
we'll
been
be right
waiting
back.
All day.
Okay, let's take one more break, and then we'll come back and finish up with my favorite witch, Jamie Della.
Discover the enchantment at our magical shop, nestled in the heart of the Starbucks Shopping Center. Embark on your spiritual health and healing journey with our wide range of carefully curated items, from ritual candles, incense and oils, to herbs, crystals, and more. We've got everything you need to nourish your spirit. Discover wisdom and guidance with our extensive collection of books, tarot, and oracle cards. Plus, sign up for our customer rewards program designed especially for locals. We pride ourselves in curating unique gifts and products, many inspired by nature and handcrafted by local artisans. Exciting news! In August, we'll be relocating to our enchanting new space above the Gear Exchange. Same magic, new home. And stay tuned as we'll be hosting inspiring workshops to further support your spiritual growth in our new location. Join us in celebrating your magic nature, currently in the Starbucks Shopping Center in Bishop, and starting in August at our new location above the Gear Exchange. Your journey to spiritual wellness awaits.
Okay, we are back. Remember, Brood Awakening Coffee in Big Pine. It's the best. Just go. I don't even need to do a commercial about it. You already know. We're going to move on. So we are here with my favorite witch. She's bewitched me today.
Uh-huh.
Yep, Jamie Della. So, Jamie, let's just talk. We've talked about summer solstice. Mm-hmm. We've talked about paganism, Wiccan, witchcraft. Just such interesting
stuff.
Really cool stuff. So, number one, I have a little blog here that you so graciously gave me about yourself. I'm going to read some of it real quick just to kind of touch base and what
mm-hmm.
you're up to. And then we just, at the end, we'll just discuss where can we find out more about you and what you're doing. And come watch me dance naked, I suppose, at a
yes.
lemon tree. Jamie lives in the Eastern Sierra. She launched Every Last Drop newsletter of the Keep Long Valley Green Coalition to preserve the water and ecosystems of Paiahunadu. We're going to talk about that in a second because it seems pretty important. She writes the Herbal Journeys column for Witches and Pagans magazine, writing the Magic, with a K, Substack page, and the Homesteading the Hollows blog, which she began in 2022 to chronicle homesteading 45 acres of redwood oak madrone. Forest?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, got it. So that's the stuff that we've got here. I'm interested. I want to know about the Keep Long Valley Green Coalition, Preserve the Water. What's up with that?
Thank you. Thanks
mm-hmm.
for asking.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to talk about that because I am a person of intense integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that if I'm going to say I follow nature as a guide and I am learning all my spirituality
mm-hmm.
from walking, you know, from forest bathing or walking in the next to the lake or the river or whatnot, then I need to be giving back.
Mm-hmm.
because this is the idea of magic is about a reciprocity. It's about a relationship.
Right.
So one of the most important things for me then is to walk my talk. Mm-hmm. And so when I found I've worked for Eastern Sierra Land Trust and the Keep Long Valley Green Coalition is part of the Friends of the Enyo. Mm-hmm. And that is where I live. I live in Crowley. I live, you know, right there next to Long Valley. And this is an area that we need to protect. And it is not protected under the LADWP agreements. And so they were looking to be able to have something that said we will be able to still have our water mm-hmm. after, you know, whatever happens down south, that we'll still be able to have that. And I really wanted to give back. So we actually had an Adopt a Highway sign for our Airbnb right in front mm-hmm. there in Long Valley. And we gave that over to the organization so that they could have more visibility for that. And then I launched their newsletter, Every Last Drop,
which was
really to inform the public about what is this. Because if you turn on the tap and the water comes out, people just don't care really after that, you know? But people were now beginning to learn that we do actually live on a planet that is also, perhaps some people look at it as alive. I do.
Yeah.
Which is called animism. And it's a reciprocity. So if you knew that you were feeling stressed out and you knew that lavender was always your go-to plant or smell or whatever it is, that you would want to have that relationship. So maybe you grow a plant or maybe you water it, or maybe you even think about the plant that was growing when you smell that essential oil. So for me, Keep Long Valley Green was a way to literally viscerally be part of something that was protecting our resources. Mm-hmm. Because when people say, oh, we're saving the planet, we're saving the planet for ourselves. Let's be frank about that. You know, it's so that we can live here.
Right, right.
You know, it's so that we can exist, because we have such a, you know, and all the huge amount of temperatures there are, that we have like, what, 100 degrees that we can survive in out of like the thousands of temperature levels that there are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're very particular as humans, you know, and so we're really preserving our resources, and witchcraft and Wicca and earth spiritualities are about the people. So it's about how do we disseminate in an equitable way all of the resources that we have, and really paying attention to how important they are, rather than just letting the water run while we're brushing our teeth because we live where the mountains and we see all the snow, so why not? Mm. It's a matter of really being respectful. Mm. And having a relationship with that water and how much we need it, and the warmth of the sun, how much we need the earth to freaking walk on, the clean air to breathe.
Yeah.
We absolutely need all that. And having that conscious relationship with it elevates ourselves, because we don't live in as much anxiety if we are living in the cycles and the seasons and giving back.
Yeah.
It just is.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That kind of breaks it all down to what it is you believe and what, you know, what's the truth, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least my truth.
Yeah, your truth. Yeah, and in any faith, in any creed, dogma, anything, that's absolutely, I mean, that's what we're here for. That's
right.
What this is, you know.
Yes, it's like in Into the Wild, happiness is best when shared, right?
You know, like
you have an extreme experience, and it's amazing if you bagged a peak by yourself. Yay, you're with yourself, amazing, and with your buddy. Then it just doubles the experience.
Yeah, yeah. You're both happy, and then you can reminisce about it together.
Yes.
It's not just, I remember this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
And you have someone who witnessed your achievement, which is also a beautiful thing, to have someone who just witnesses it, because then it really, it grounds it in something that feels real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The human experience, that's kind mm-hmm. of what we're, okay. That's I want to keep talking about this forever, but we do have to wrap this up, because otherwise we'll have like a 10-hour podcast.
That gets weird.
Yeah, it gets a little lame. So anyway, Jamie, can you tell us where we can learn more about you, your teachings, get your books, that kind of stuff, and then we'll remind everybody that there's a giveaway after that, and then we'll call it good.
Okay, sounds good. So you can find me on my website, jamiedella.com, jamiedella.com, and I'm on Instagram as Jamie Della Writes, and TikTok, and LinkedIn, and Facebook, and I have, like you said, 10 books. Box of Magic is the most recent one. The Book of Spells is another one. And they're both available at Magic Nature. And you can also get my books through You can also get my books through Spellbinder Books.
Spellbinder, yeah. That's going to be like
Spellbinder. Is that the one? Yes, yes. And yes, I offer a magical mentorship that we meet one-on-one. And we have books and Substack and newsletters that I do every month and moon. And I give ritual ideas and how to celebrate this lifestyle and take as much as you want. It's a buffet.
Nice.
You take as much as you want. Leave the rest. It's no big deal. It's up to you. Whatever makes you a better person.
Perfect. Now I'm hungry. I'm going to eat that lemon bar. Jamie, thank you so much for being here.
Excellent.
We'll have to have you back on
Anytime. Any questions you have, if you have any questions, put those in the comment. And then we can follow up with anything.
Absolutely. Please do that. That's good. And remember, we have a giveaway, the box of magic. I'll let you think about the stuff that's in the box real quick while I get the stuff. So there, you need to go to Jamie Della Writes on Instagram. Subscribe. Eastern Sierra Now. Subscribe. And on the YouTube video of this episode of Get Real with Jesse Steele with Jamie Della, you need to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and tag two friends.
And you'll get a box of magic with a value of $100, a book, tea, cauldron, spray, candle. You got magic there.
Mm-hmm. You definitely want that. So thank you for watching. It's been a blast. Keep checking out Eastern Sierra Now. We have so many podcasts coming out. Right? There's so many. You need to check out Butthurt Owens Valley. It's hilarious. Business Matters with Amy Smith. I mean, you learn all about the different businesses and stuff. And Amy's one of our favorite people, clearly. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. You need to check that out. We've got multiple coming up. We've got some financial shows starting to happen. And if you're interested in doing a podcast, because you know you are. Everybody wants a podcast. Come down and talk to me. That's what we're doing this for, is to have a studio for people to be able to use for their own podcast. So reach out to me and ask about that. You can just jsteele, S-T-E-E-L-E, at easternsierranow.com. And we are going to wrap up this week's episode. Thank you for watching Get Real with Jesse Steele and Jamie Della.
Fly right.
Get real.